Welcome to Dish Nation. Usher had fans caught up with his halftime show.
And was it Beyonce's boo? We'll tell you how the queen broke the internet on NFL's biggest night.
Also, it looks like Larsa Pippen might not be getting that good three times a night anymore from Marcus Jordan. We got the dish on that.
Ooh, and joining us today is our friend, entertainment journalist, Andrew Fraun. Hey, is in the studio. Hey.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Headcrack, let's get into this Super Bowl dish.
Hey, shall we? Now, yesterday was our favorite national holiday, Super Bowl Sunday. Now, it was a tight game, but once again, the Kansas City Chiefs scored the winning touchdown against the San Francisco 49ers, giving the Chiefs their third Super Bowl win in 5 years. And you know it, per usual, all eyes were on Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. And just like the game, it was a close call for Taylor, making it all the way back to the States from a Japan leg of her tour, just so she could give Travis that celebratory wet one on the football field. Now, if there's any doubts on if she loves her man, just look at the smile on that face and how she's blushing. And it even looked like she teared up a little bit.
Aww. Yeah.
How sweet. I'm over it.
Wait, really?
I'm over it. We get it. They were in love.
Me too.
We get it.
Thank you
I get
so
it.
Much. And I don't like the way they're making it. Like, New York Times had this whole article, oh, Taylor Swift's journey to the Super Bowl.
Oh,
like, what
Jesus.
Football did she throw?
And he don't like her.
Who?
Kelce don't love her.
Yes, he does.
He don't love her.
Y'all think he love that girl?
I think he loves her because I watched an interview with him, and I could tell he was, like, swelling up just talking about her. Mm-hmm. He gets, like, a light in his eye.
This is a PR stunt.
Thank
Please.
You.
Wow. Who? Here's the thing. People Please. Keep bringing up the PR stunt. Taylor Swift is a Bubba billionaire.
Yeah. And
she doesn't need anything from anyone.
At all. But I'm sorry, though, Jesse, and I'm sure you could agree, as black as he is.
Who?
Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and that's why you shouldn't hate. You should accept this a win for the black delegation, because this is the closest to black that Taylor Swift might get.
Listen, y'all are not about to do this during Black History Month. Let's move on.
What other dudes that she dated that had a low fade on the side?
Wow.
We will discuss during the break. Let's move on. Okay.
Tanner and I will just stay quiet.
And she even had the newly adopted Ice Spice in the booth
right.
with her.
Did you say newly adopted?
Yeah, because she looks like Annie.
What do they talk about? I want to know what Ice Spice and Taylor talk about.
They ain't talking about nothing, child. No. All this is PR stunt.
Bodega food and which one got the best chopped cheese.
Well, moving along during Black History Month, the best part of the Super Bowl, Usher. Usher brought the world to ATL Shawty for the halftime show, okay? The icon kicked off his performance off with some Vegas showgirls. Then he sang his hit, My Boo, with Alicia Keys and gave her a sexy hug at the end of their performance. Ooh. Also, he made her Will.i.am hit the stage. I mean, and right before things got all real lit, he stripped down and gave the ladies what we really wanted. And Gary.
And Andrew.
A thirst trap moment, flexing his ass for everybody to see. Then he brought out the ATL legends, Lil Jon, Ludacris, and Jermaine Dupri to do his hit. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's nice, honey. And oh, but there's more Usher T, boo boo. Oh. Yes, now apparently, y'all, he and longtime girlfriend, Miss Jennifer Gucci Gaza-Gucci, obtained a marriage license, baby, in Las Vegas, honey, according to sources, honey. Now, the two plan to wed in intimate ceremony surrounded by close friends and family.
Wait, what's her name, Gary?
What's her
What'd
name?
You say her name was?
Gucci Gaza-Gucci.
I cannot wait to see what the subtitle people do with that one. Yeah.
Right? They putting up the word today.
I'm looking at the word, and I would have said the same thing, too.
Thank like, you. Yeah, I mean, that's all.
Jennifer Raymond.
Jennifer. Well, what do y'all think about the performance, first of all?
It was amazing. To me, it was one of my like favorite Super Bowl performances of all time. Remind you just how many hits Usher had. My favorite is still the L.A. Super Bowl.
Mm.
That, to me, is still like the best one of all time. But this was a stunning show.
This was amazing, and I feel like Usher had something for everybody, even though this was a black Super Bowl performance, but he gave everybody a little bit of something, and I love that he brought all the ATL out there. I think Brett was up there, too. That's why she ain't here.
We missing the main thing, though, Brett's friend, Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, the church
A lot
song.
Of people, they talking about it.
What?
They're saying that Jermaine Dupri, now, you know, Usher signed, he got his wedding license, you know, and they said Jermaine Dupri was one of the ring bearers, and that's why he looked that way. He was the ring bearer. They said, so that was that look. So it was cute.
He does make a cute ring bearer, though. He's adorable.
Yo, if you gave him like a pilgrim's hat,
it is also given
black Quaker.
That man looks like he's ready to sell some oats.
Now he looks like Frederick Douglass.
somebody on social media said Eddie Munster, too.
Todd, look.
Oh, God, this is why I love this show.
Yeah. We love you, Jermaine.
Yeah,
we
love beautiful you. Beautiful outfit. I would wear
that suit shrunk before you wore it.
Wow. Yeah, you asked for it.
Moving along, Taylor made her presence known last night, but then Beyonce said, hold my beer, because she started in the Verizon commercial where she was trying to break the internet, and then she announced Renaissance Act 2 is coming March 29th. She dropped two new songs with a country vibe. The artwork for 16 carriages. Woo! That's a hot photo.
16
the artwork for 16 carriages features. I'm sorry, I'm doing my best, Jesse. It features Queen Bee serving a Western look, complete with a cowboy hat and a Texas And Texas Hold'em is a definite thirst trap. Then there's the visualizer for Texas Hold'em. Check it out.
She needs to be ashamed of herself.
What? What?
She got three children. Hell, small kids.
Look how fine she looks.
Having that body is how you get three children.
Okay. And we've been waiting like 2 years for these visuals.
Yep.
We have not had Beyonce visuals for like 2 years, and they're finally here.
Hell, when we get Jesse looking like that, we cover her up. But Beyonce could look that way.
No, I think that this is so amazing, but y'all not gonna like this.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Don't. What? What?
I feel like she stole Usher's moment.
She damn did.
Yeah.
Why did you wait till you should have announced that when you did your damn
Grammy
concert and when you and all that?
Yeah.
You gonna wait till this damn man do his thing?
Yes. Last week when Jay-Z got his
existed at the same time. Mm-hmm. Usher killed the Super Bowl halftime performance.
Yes.
And when it was all said and done at the end of everything, she dropped the fact that she had new music.
And maybe they're more powerful together.
Boy, don't get me wrong. I'm looking forward to the country album. I will have my country hat on deck, and I am expecting a collab with Jelly Roll. Yeah. Period.
What about Dolly Parton? What about Dolly Parton?
Dolly, Jelly Roll, get all of Shania.
Yeah.
Get everybody down there.
Reba? What about Reba?
Get everybody.
Oh, hell, Andrew. What about Porter Wagner?
No, I need Reba J. Blige to the stage. Y'all see Reba J. Blige last night with her
birthday? Yes, she did,
The last thing y'all gonna want is the Beehive with lassos.
You know what I'm
saying? Because, they gonna bring it to y'all in the streets.
Listen, country Beyonce is the Venn diagram of all things I find sexy. So,
you couldn't even get through the picture.
Listen, that's what... Let's play it again.
Well, you guys, it was not a good night for everyone. It seems like Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan might have broken up. Marcus let us know he was watching the game with Pops and the fam when he posted a glimpse of a pretty small television. Yeah. Meanwhile, Larsa unfollowed Marcus, wiped her IG clean of all traces of him, and then dropped a poll in her IG story asking, should your friends unfollow your ex? Mm. And about an hour later, Marcus followed suit and removed Larsa from his IG too. What do y'all think about this?
This is great news during Black History Month.
Is it, girl?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell y'all, baby, you see what's with his daddy, huh?
Yeah.
Baby, Michael say, listen, if you don't give it our ass, you will not get any of this inheritance.
Period. During Black History Month.
But Michael Jordan already made it clear that he was not into their relationship.
Yeah.
He said he was not into their relationship.
He didn't like it, honey.
LeBron, Savannah, hide y'all son. She coming for y'all next.
Okay.
She coming for y'all next.
She coming, baby.
It was a matter of time. Yeah. We knew this, guys. They're 16 years apart.
That don't mean nothing.
And if the TV that they were watching the game on is like, Marcus Jordan's TV, she's a woman of a certain age. I said it good. You got to go 50 inches or better. You know what I mean? Like
that allowance is getting.
See, not many inches to go, honey.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm over any reality stars in their relationship because all they do is want more attention and they post about it and they unfollow and we talk about it. I'm over it all.
Yeah.
Yo, but they got to keep doing that podcast, though, because that's going to make it really good.
Right?
Yeah, two people who just broke up.
It'll be a breakup podcast.
Hell
yeah. That is such a good idea. I'm into that.
What's the name? What's them two little anchors that got by?
TJ
and Amy. If they keep doing it.
Yeah, they told her to stop. Anyway, up next, y'all, Tyrese also had a rough Super Bowl night, honey, for many reasons. We'll dive into that right after the break.
What the hell he got going on?
I know.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now, Rihanna and Beyonce have something new in common. And no, Rihanna's not releasing no new music, even though we're waiting. But Madame Tussauds Orlando and Blackpool recently unveiled new wax figures of both, one showcasing Riri's 2023 halftime performance and one of Queen Bee's popular sparkly bodysuit from the Renaissance Tour. Now, while eyebrows were raised for both figures, it was Queen Bee's wax figure that had people in awe, because fans believe she looks a lot more like actress Leah Remini.
Yeah.
Escaping Scientology Leah Remini.
Yes.
Leah has taken an X to express her amusement. She wrote, I am screaming and loving all the tweets. This perimenopausal woman will take any and all comparisons to the beautiful Beyonce.
Yeah. All right. That does look like Leah Remini.
It
like,
does.
Yeah.
It
does. Like if she had like the Dolezal kit.
Yeah. You know, those wax figures, they're hit and miss.
Yeah, they never really turn out to
be. I've seen like probably a couple where it's like, okay. But,
Is this the same person who did that wax figure of The Rock where he looked like a white guy?
Yeah.
Also, like, have you been to those museums? People like molest those figures. Like, they touch them, they do all kinds of crazy stuff.
That's true. Guilty. I took a picture with Betty White at the Tussauds joint in LA. Yeah. And every time I post that picture, he's like, yo, she's an elder. How dare you do that to such a beloved person? But the Betty White one looked really realistic.
What did you do to the Betty White wax figure?
I recreated the Janet Jackson magazine cover photo.
Not to Betty White.
There you go.
Well, anyway, y'all, while everyone was enjoying the Super Bowl yesterday, Tyrese was at home crying again.
Oh. Yes, Gary. Tyrese took his IG to let his fans know his Super Bowl plans were canceled because of a power outage in his neighborhood. And he recently got dumped by his fiance, Zelly, because his album had too many songs about his ex-wife, and he refused to cancel the album. Child, it's always something going on with this man. What do y'all think about this? I'm so tired.
Why can't he release the album? Why can't he put the album out?
Also, like, he's an artist. Artists, that's what that's the material. Yeah. He's gonna talk about his ex.
Yeah. Travis Kelce is not hating on Taylor Swift for releasing albums about her exes.
No.
Right, and Taylor Swift's new album allegedly is titled based on something her ex said.
Yes. Yeah,
so, whatever. Give Tyrese a break.
But Tyrese is every interview, he talking about that ex-wife. Every IG live, he talking about that ex-wife. Yeah. Then he down to the courthouse talking he needs justice for black men because they put him on child support during Black History Month. Then he always talk, like, and it's like, sir, you are always discussing your ex. You have this young girl who is here who you just bought a car for.
Right.
But she's still talking about your ex-wife.
Well, here's the thing. It's the music and the things that he does that creates money and income, aside from the movies and whatever they do at Fast.
How's he gonna pay for those cars?
Exactly. Yeah, it's the music and who he is that puts money in the bank account.
He crying about the damn lights went out. You don't have a generator? You're rich.
No, it's called a generator. It was raining in LA.
It was pouring. Get a generator, damn it.
Not everybody has a generator. Well, do you have a generator?
But not everybody have their lights off. Neither mine was on.
Wait, hold up. Did you watch the Super Bowl? Did you watch the Super Bowl, Gary?
I sure damn did.
Really?
You think I'm going to sit my ass up here and lie about it?
Do you have a generator in your house? Do you have a generator?
Honey, we don't need generators where I'm at, honey, because I'm in an apartment building. They got one.
Hey.
Okay.
No. There you go.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow, the generator flex. Okay, well, up next, our guy Chewy Martinez sits down with Ziggy Marley and the rest of the cast of the movie Bob Marley One Love. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, guys. Hey. It's the story that not only have my Caribbean brothers and sisters been waiting for, but people all over the world. The iconic Bob Marley's biopic, One Love, comes out this Wednesday, Valentine's Day. Our brother Chewy Martinez had the pleasure of seeing Wataguan with its star, Kingsley Benadire, director Ronaldo Marcus Green, and legacy and film producer Ziggy Marley. Check it out.
What do you think your father would say about the times we're living in now?
Yeah, what I said, we need to spread this message. We need for like, the bad people not taking the days off, so we can't take the days off. So, you know, we have to just keep working at our agenda. And our agenda is love to unify people. They're working on their agenda. We got to step up our pace on it. And this is the exposure that this movie is going to get and the idea that this movie have is very important right now, you know?
You've played some, like, Barack Obama, Malcolm X, like Ken. So much complexity, brother. Like, you did a phenomenal job. You did something beautiful on that screen, brother.
What I'd say is, once everyone understood that Bob's not someone you can copy, Bob's not someone who you can mimic, there's no one on this planet who can play Bob, you know? Like, in that way where it's like gonna be this thing where you transform into this Bob. The only way in is the human side of him, you know?
And Kingsley, when was that moment then that you said, like, he's the one?
I mean, from his tape, there was just that, like, my light bulb went off and said, whoa, this, yeah. I'm leaning in, you know? Most of the time, you're just, and then you're just like, all of a sudden, my body language is shifting. Right. And I saw that. He just had that ability to pull you in.
And when your first time on set and seeing everything, your father, your mother, you, your family there, like everyone there, all the actors, what was that kind of first thought?
Yeah, no, it was crazy. When I go home, I said, well, I was going to curse a Jamaican.
Go ahead, curse a Jamaican, because I would love to learn. I would love to learn more curse words in Jamaican. Go ahead.
No, I said, listen, I said, it's top level, bro. Them treated top level thing, you know what I'm saying? So I was really fascinated, because it's the first time I'm being in a movie thing behind the scenes and seeing how they do it. And I was really fascinated at the professionalism and the attention to detail that they did everything with, bro. It was incredible.
Yeah. And what would you like your family legacy to be?
It's a legacy of love and service to others. Just being a human being who want to help other people, who want to see the betterment of other people, not just yourself. I think that is a legacy, really, for help other people out where you can, and, you know, do good on earth, do positive things on earth.
Dish Nation. And we're back.
Hey.
So Drake is out here winning big bets and blessing fans, child. Last night's Super Bowl was the perfect opportunity for Drake to gamble. He bet $1.15 million on the Chiefs to win, and his payout would be $2.346 million. Well, he won and made a quick $1,196,000. That's $1,196,000, right? Okay,
yeah, that
so congrats to Drake. And can I hold some money? Also, y'all remember back in September, Drake gave a fan $50,000 at his concert because his ex dumped him? Mm-hmm. Well, he just gave another fan $100,000 at his concert for completing chemo. Take a look.
Listen, I want you to cash this in at the end of the night, and we're going to give you $100,000 from the community.
Why don't I be at these concerts?
Seriously.
He's just making it rain like that. Why am I not at these
your
concerts?
Your odds of winning the Drake money are better than your odds of winning the lotto.
This is true.
Like, start buying Drake tickets.
But Drake is blessing fans with all this money and that big so, you know, yeah. I mean...
I mean, he ain't lying.
I'm not lying. I saw the video. We all saw the footage.
Yeah. How do I get some of that Drake money?
I'm coming with you, Jesse. Yeah. Maybe we could split it.
We need to come up with a scheme that Tosh set up.
We could be a married, we just eloped. Maybe we want to go on a honeymoon.
Period. Oh.
Maybe Drake could come with us on the honeymoon. And that plane of his that we saw in the video.
Yes, yeah, I love his plane.
Same.
Uh-huh. That's a big old plane, Drake.
It's a huge plane.
What is it? Is it a 747?
It's a 748. Something wrong with him, because for him to have that big old plane and all that money and all the success,
where's love?
But women won't stay with him, something wrong.
They're playing on land, probably. I don't know.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.